For some families in Oakland, it's not just hard to make decisions about what to eat. It's hard to find food to eat at all. The producers of Hear Here, KALW's community storytelling project, spoke with Laurel Elementary principal John Stengel about what his students face.
Working in public schools anywhere, especially in an urban setting, we're dealing with students who are coming to the classroom without their basic needs being met at home. My name is John Stengel. I am the principal at Laurel Elementary in Oakland, California. And if you didn't hear me say my name, I have my chorus over here repeating everything I say. Hello, guys! Right now, it's around 2 o'clock. Our students are on their way to recess up to the main yard. And our Meals for Minds program should be ready to start in about 20 minutes. Meals for Minds provides quality food for families at no cost. About a third of our families are taking advantage of the food distribution. One of our efforts is to try and increase the comfort level with people to access the food pantry. I grew up in a household that was led by a single parent, my mother, and we qualified for aid for families with dependent children. I remember going into what seemed like a store and pulling food off the shelves. I remember how difficult that was for me as a child. There was such a stigma attached to going to the food bank, or I felt a certain shame that I shouldn't have felt, but nonetheless I felt it. I also qualified for free and reduced lunch as a child, and there at the time there were tickets that students would receive, and I believe everybody stood in the same line, but it was clear who had the tickets and who didn't, and I think it was clear to students what those tickets meant. It meant that your family was in need of assistance, and here at Laurel, where 70% of our students qualify for free and reduced lunch, for many kids, that's really all that they know. Our vision is to become a full-service community school, and I think that is in part to meet that need that traditionally hasn't been a need that public schools have had to meet.